Well, hello, Saturday evening, and what another beautiful day we've had today here in sunny Surrey. It's not always sunny Surrey. Very often it's wet and miserable Surrey, but today it's been lovely and sunny, which has been very, very nice indeed. It's been a busy day today. I was table official for a basketball match this afternoon, which was very good. Our team did not win, unfortunately, but we're still a relatively new team. We very rarely win at the moment, I have to say, but we're getting better. I can see progress every week. Yes, I can. And then this evening, I am just going to have another relaxing evening like I did yesterday, because tomorrow I'm heading into London overnight to spend the night with some friends and then spending the day in London on Monday. Yes, indeed. But tonight, of course, is comedy night with that troublesome duo. That makes it sound like a Batman thing, doesn't it? No, it's not a Batman thing. It's Steptoe and Son. This one's called The Bath and first broadcast on the 4th of September, 1966.
We now present another episode in a radio series based on the world-famous BBC comedy success, Steptoe and Son. With Harry H. Corbett as Harold.
What I want to know is, Hercules, why can't he act normal like any other stupid old twit of his age? And whenever I take a promising bit of talent home, he shows me up every time. The trouble is, he's so complacent. With new ideas, it's just like an anathema to him. Only for once, he'd just take his finger out of the skinny old butcher. Yeah, roll back, get back there, Hercules. Even he wouldn't want you in his front room.
With Wilfrid Bramble as Albert.
Some people's never satisfied. I want to better myself, he says.
Yeah, wish he'd battered himself.
After all, he's got a nice home here. No one to say, stop doing this, stop doing that. What's the matter with him?
This week, The Bath.
A cigarette, a pair of lipstick traces, an airline ticket to romantic places. Oh, how they told of you things, yeah. Foolish things. Oh, is that you, Errol? Of
course it is. Who do you think it was?
Did you have a good day, son?
No, I didn't. But Gordon Bennett. What are you doing?
I'm having a bath.
What day is it? It's not your birthday, is it? Well, what do you want to go and have a bath tonight? Of all the days you could have picked, what do you want to go and pick tonight for?
What's on tonight, then?
I told you this morning. I've got a bird coming round tonight. Delia, I've asked her round for a cocktail before we go down to the bingo. It ain't customary for a bird to meet a bloke's father in the bath. You'll just have to go out, Dad.
I've only just got in.
Well, you'll just have to go out again, won't you? So there's no point in arguing about it. I just don't want Delia to see my father stuck in front of the fire in a tin bath. People don't live like this anymore, Pater. Not in tin baths in the front room. Those days is gone.
If you're ashamed of your own, what do you want to ask her back here for?
Look, I told her not to expect a palace, but I didn't say nothing about dirty old men having to bath in front of the fire in the dining room. I mean, it brings the whole tone of the place down straight away. There's a social stigma these days.
Yeah.
I mean, you might as well have the horse sitting in the armchair and have done with it. I mean, surely you do see my point of view, Dad. Look, when I introduce her to you and you shake hands, well, whether you sit down or stand up, it's going to be rude either way, isn't it?
I'm not getting out until I finish me bath. When's she coming?
About quarter of an hour. Do you reckon you'll be finished?
Oh, I might be, if you give me a hand.
You're not being very helpful, are you? All right. What do you want me to do?
Go and fetch another kettle of hot water. It's a bit parky in here. Go on, it's on the gas.
All right, but hurry up. What a way to live.
Might as well make myself comfortable. If he's in such a hurry, I'll get on with me dinner. Good job I got it ready. Now, let's see. The salt rack, the table, bottle of beer. Oh.
That'll go down a treat, that will. Soles, that's nice. Pickled onions. Oh, I like them. Oh, now I've spilt some of them. Oh, never mind, I'll fish them out. Cool. There's a whopper. Ooh. Ooh, I love that.
You dirty old man. What are you doing?
I'm having me dinner.
What are you doing with them onions?
They fell in the water.
Well, you don't put them back in the jar.
You don't think I'm going to leave them in the water, do you? You can't wash with a bath full of pickled onions, can I?
But you shouldn't be eating your dinner in the bath. A bath is for washing in. You wash in the bath and you eat at the dinner table. Oh, you have got some filthy habits. You're getting worse. Give us them.
Here you are. Hey, ought to try one of them onions. They're lovely. Hey, there's another one down here by my feet.
I don't want it. Fight away.
All right.
Not on the floor.
You're getting very finicky all of a sudden, aren't you?
Yes, I'm finicky. When it comes to things like this, I am finicky. You wouldn't have told me about them onions, would you? You wouldn't have told me they'd have been in your bathwater. You would have sat there and watched me eat them. You wouldn't have said nothing.
Oh, it's not going to do any harm. A bit of soap and water. They won't in them over a couple of seconds.
It's irrelevant. Whichever way you look at it, to fish pickled onions out of your bath and put them back in the jar is an act of extreme dirtiness. Dirty. Oh, dirty, dirty. Now, come on. Hurry up. Get out of that bath. Delia will be here soon.
I've never been pudding yet.
Never mind about your pudding. Come on, hurry up.
Don't you tell me to hurry up. You're the one who's always on about me having a bath. Now, a minute, I'm stopping in it until I've finished. Besides, I don't like getting out of baths. It's bad enough getting in, but getting out's worse. Makes you shiver. Get that kettle of old water in. Did that on purpose? It went all over my knees.
No, that hurts you, right? You shouldn't have had your knees poking out.
You scalded my knees.
It was not enough to scald your knees.
What about the shock? Hot water like that could kill an old man like me.
Could it?
Yeah.
Hang on, I'll go and put a kettle on again.
Ooh. Ooh, that's better. It's circulating round again. Pass me pudding over.
Oh, here you are. In the bath? Well, I'm going to get ready.
Hey, I haven't got anything to wipe my knife and fork on.
Well, do it after. I'm busy.
Oh, well. I'll swill him round in here.
That is the most disgusting thing I've ever seen.
Switch on the telly.
You're not sitting there all night watching telly.
Why not? I always watch telly in me bath.
Look, for the last time, get a move on. I wanted to have a bath before Delia got here. There's not time now. By the time I've got enough water boiled in this kettle, it'll be midnight.
You can get in here after me.
Oh, that's right. Oh, yes. I come out of there dirtier than I got in. Now, hurry up. If you ain't out of there by the time I got ready, I shall tip you out on the floor. Now, what shall I wear?
Pass the bath salts over.
Pass the what over?
The bath salts.
Oh, God. Bath salts, I mean. Go on, Benny. A tin of scouring powder, that's what you need.
Hey, stop throwing them bath salts all over me hatch. Leave me alone.
Isn't there anything else you want me to do?
You can hang these pants up for me.
Oh, there is no excuse for this sort of thing. Oh, this is the last straw. How can you wash your underwear in the bath? Because now we ain't got a washing machine, but there's laundrettes. Take them down to the laundrette.
I can't. It's the only pair I've got. And I ain't sitting in the laundrette with no pants on. Oh, no, mate. You hang them up. I want them dry by the morning.
All right, give them here. Ooh. Oh, really? Father, you are revolting. Now, keep quiet. I must get this bow tie done up. Now, it's the left over the right and through. And...
These bath salts don't half take a long time to dissolve. There aren't half hard to sit on. Here, come and give me back a scrub, will you?
Right. I shall try the right over the left. up and under.
Harold.
And food and not.
Do you hear me? I can't reach beyond my back. Harold!
Dad, would you mind? I'm having a little difficulty with my bow tie.
I can't get my hands round.
You'll have my hands round your neck in a minute.
What did you say?
You hurt.
Don't you talk to me like that. You're not too old to get a touch of my belt across your backside.
Oh, for God's sake, don't start that again. Look, those days is gone, Dad. You haven't been able to wallop me in years, then you better not try. Otherwise, I shall pull those dirty little toes of yours and have your head under the water as soon as look round. Now be quiet.
I only wanted me back, Scrub. You wouldn't think that was too much to ask of your own flesh and blood.
All right, I'll scrub your back for you. Oh, yes, I'll scrub your back for you.
What are you going to do?
Where's that horse brush? Where is that horse? Oh, here it is. Oh, yes. There's a very handy bunch of bristles on this, mate. Nice and not. Oh, it's just a job. Here, let's have the soap. Come on, give us that soap. Must work up a nice lava, that's a wee. Right. So you want your back scrub, do you?
No, too hard. Oh, no, too hard. You're killing me!
Now, for the next time, it'll be Wild Wolf.
I'll be back. Oh, it's raw. You've taken the skin off me back. Where's the chamomile lotion? Oh, how did I get a son like you? What have I done to deserve this? Oh.
It's her. It's Celia. Get out. Go on, get up to bed.
Me back. I can't move.
Get up. Look, she can't come in here with you in the nude. Here, take this towel quick.
And give us it then.
Oh, God, why do all your towels have to have ruddy grey owls in them? Look, if you don't get up to bed, I'll take your teeth away.
Yeah, you think you're tough, don't you? I'll get you one day.
Will you get up to bed? Oh, Dad. Don't tell me you've been taking a bath with your socks on.
What have you? Nobody blame me. You got bad blood in you. One night I'll have you. You'll get half a yard of gas pipe across your throat, and you won't know what hit you. That's what's going to happen to you. Right across your throat. And don't forget my cocoa.
Oh, good. I'll have to get rid of the bath. I'll never lift it full of water. Where's that bucket? Oh, strike me, I'll never do it. And all this filthy crockery, you have to get out of sight somehow. But there's nothing else for it, left to go all in the bath. Yeah, and that beer bottle. Ooh, what a mess. Yeah, I'll cover it up with a tablecloth, that'll fix it. Oh, yes. Yes, it just looks like a chest or something. Come in, just a come in. Oh, hello, Delia. Won't you come in?
I thought there was no one in. I've been knocking the door down.
Oh, yes. Well, I was just getting the ice out of the fridge for the cocktails. Do go in. Would you care for a drink?
Okay. I'll have a Manhattan.
Pardon?
A Manhattan.
Oh, yes. Well, now, let's see. That is a very attractive outfit you is wearing. That is very charming.
Well, it ought to be. £20 it knocked me back. I only got it today.
Oh, yes. Oh, it's very smart. I always think it's worth paying for quality. Well, I do hope this is how you like it. Cheers.
Thanks.
To us.
Oh, God. Oh, what on earth have you put in that?
Well, is there something wrong? Oh, God. It's horse liniment. Look, don't worry. You'll be all right. Look, I'll go and get you a glass of water. Try and be sick. Yes, that's the best thing. Put your finger down your throat.
Oh, I'd like to sit down.
Yes, of course.
Oh, dear, my legs feel weak. I'll sit on this chair.
No, not on the chair. Sit here on the settee, on this chair. On the stool, but please, not on the chair. Oh, God. I'll go and put the oven on and you can dry it out in the kitchen.
Thank you.
You're back early, aren't you? Is this all you got? A bath?
This is all I went out for.
What do you mean?
You heard. This is what I went out for, and this is what I'm back with.
That ain't gonna fetch much.
It ain't for fetching. It's for using.
Eh?
We're not flogging it. This is for us.
What are we wanted for? We've got a bath.
Look, mate, I'll tell you, we ain't having a reoccurrence of what happened in there last night. I'm not going through that again. I've never been so humiliated in all my life. I'll tell you, when Delia disappeared into your bath water, I could have died. I mean, I've always been a bit chary of people knowing me bathed in the dining room, but I never thought they'd find out by falling into the perishing thing. No, mate, we're going to have a proper bathroom with running water and bath mats and all that. We're going to have plumbing and pipes and things, and we have a plug hole.
It's going to cost a bit, ain't it? Putting a bath in, pipes and drains and all that lot. And where are you going to put it? Have you thought about that? We ain't got no bathroom. You hadn't thought about that, had you?
Peter, I have thought of it. I've been thinking about it for a long time. I know exactly how much it's going to cost. I know exactly where it's going.
Well, where then? Where's it going? We got a kitchen, a dining room, your bedroom, my bedroom.
Yes, but...
It won't go into the lavatory even if you stand it up.
Look, but that...
And that leaves the stable and out here in the yard. And I ain't bathing in no stable with no horse.
Look, but you...
I ain't having no mixed bathing with no animals.
Have you finished? No, have you said your bit? I mean, can I get a word in?
Oh, I only want to know where it's going.
I'll tell you where it is going. In your bedroom.
Eh?
Yes, I'm afraid so. You're getting out and the bath's going in.
You're not having my bedroom. I don't ask for much out of this life, but a place to lay me head is one of them, and you ain't having my bedroom.
Your bedroom is the only place it can go. It's right under the system. It is very regrettable, but there it is.
And, may I ask... Where you intend bunging me?
I'm not bunging you anywhere. I am transferring you.
All right, go on. Where?
Well, there's that cupboard under the stairs.
Oh, I ain't sleeping in no cupboard under the stairs. What do you think I am, a perishing mouse?
Peter, there is no need to be difficult. It's not as bad as that. Have you seen the cupboard under the stairs lately? I'm surprised at how roomy it is. Oh, it's very warm and airy, Dad. It's very cosy.
And what about where it slopes down to nothing at the end?
Well, your feet can go up at that end. Well, you are looking for snags now, aren't you? I mean, you're only a little bloke. There's plenty of room in there for you. I mean, you don't need a lot of space for a bedroom. Oh, get that door closed in the winter, and you'll be well away in there. You won't want to come out after a time.
Won't be able to get out.
Well, there it is, Dad. I'm not prepared to argue about it. I've said all I've got to say. I've made you a perfectly good offer. I'm willing to do up the box room under the stairs.
Oh, it's a box room now, is it?
See, I'll put electric lighting and a bit of carpet down for you, wall to wall. See, I've had a measure up, and there's room for a bunk and a little bedside table. Paint the walls. Oh, it'll be nice and compact. A nice little nest to finish your days in. Oh, you'll be very comfortable. You might have to get up a bit early on Thursday mornings when the man comes around to read the gas meter. But apart from that, you'll be completely self-contained. You're out of everybody's way.
You're not having my bedroom.
I will be perfectly frank with you, Dad. I'm not prepared to stay any longer in a house without a bathroom.
How?
I don't think you realise just how degrading it is. It is uncivilised. God blimey, the Greeks had bathrooms 2,000 years ago.
Now, son...
Right unwashed. That's what we are, mate. Well, not any longer, because I'm going to build my own bathroom. Because we got dignity, Dad. Dignity. I mean, the facilities to bathe one's person should be the inherent rights of all men. So there it is, Dad. Either we put a bathroom in, or I shall be forced to consider the question of my future living accommodation.
I'll think about it.
Yes, you think about it. Well, I'm moving your stuff out. And another thing, don't put your horse liniment in my gin bottle.
Bathrooms, yeah. If he thinks I'm going to live under the stairs, he's got another think coming. Oh! have to put a bigger door on. I ain't crawling in and out of here every night. Ooh, me back. I'll never manage it. I won't last two nights in there. It's the black hole of Calcutta, that's what it is.
Hello, Dad. Cleaning your room out. That is the style.
What about that door?
Oh, yes. Well, we'll rip all that out, and I'll put glass bricks right up the side. That'll be all right. Don't you worry about it. I'll do it when I've finished the bathroom.
Where are you going?
I'm going into the yard to select a model from our unrivaled collection of water heaters.
You should have done my room first.
Well, I'll get round to it, Dad.
That's not good enough. You'll get round to it. I should have come first. I'll give my bedroom up. I should have had my room done first and then the bath. How long is it going to take you to do the bathroom?
I don't know. A few days, I suppose.
A few days? Where am I going to sleep, then? I'm not stopping under them stairs. Not lids done up. Have you seen the state it's in? It's full of spiders and things.
That one should do the trick. We should get the right number of therms out of that one.
There's one thing I can't stand. It's spiders.
Yes, this'll be just right.
You know, I hate spiders. Are you listening to what I'm saying?
Put some frogs in there, then. That'll get rid of them.
Frogs? I'm not having frogs leaping about me bedroom. I want my room back.
Peter, would you kindly let go of my arm? Don't you realise, the longer you delay me, the longer it'll be before your room's done. Try and be patient, Dad. It won't be long. Come on, give us a hand up the stairs with this. You take the one end, and I'll take the other.
Go on, up your end. Get your end up. Yeah, mind the wallpaper. Mind the wallpaper. Oh, I'll put it.
Well, right looking mess you're making of my bedroom, ain't you?
Well, it ain't finished yet, is it? You wait till it's all finished. Here, look. Come here. You see this picture? This is the one I'm copying. That is what it's going to look like. I got that out of Awesome Beauty.
You're going to make this look like that?
Yes. That's quite simple. See, I'm going to block the bath in like this. There. That's it. See, I'll put a bit of plastic padding over that. You know, quilted. Oh, it's better than tiles. Oh, yes. Tiles is out now, you see. Oh, it's too clinical. Oh, yes. The trend is definitely away from tiles.
There ain't no pipes shown in this picture.
Well, I'm going to box them in, aren't I?
How about the geezer?
I'll box that in as well.
How are you going to turn it on and off?
I shall put a little door in it.
You've got to get air into it. It'll probably catch fire.
I'll put air holes in it, then.
I don't see much point in blocking it in with doors and air holes all over it.
Look, if you're going to stand there knocking everything, you can clear out. Go on. Go and clean your cupboard out.
There you go. What's this thing?
What?
In the picture.
Oh, that. Well, that is what the French call a bidet.
I haven't seen one of them before. What's it for?
Well, it's a sort of a small bath. Hey, it's for washing your feet in before you get in the big bath. So you won't make the water dirty for washing your face. Oh, it's very handy.
You gonna have one of them?
Oh, yes. Oh, I think a bidet is very essential in a well-appointed bathroom. I'm leaving space for one. And if I can find one on the round, I shall bang it in. It's very elegant.
Yeah, pound to a penny, it won't work. Nothing you do ever works. You can't even bang a nail in. You want the builders and a proper plumber. Amateurs shouldn't muck about with this sort of thing. It's not safe.
Oh, that is typical, isn't it? I mean, there's no help, no encouragement. Always a knocking. But you'll be the first one in it. Every 3 months.
Yeah.
Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got a lot of work to do here. And I might be seeing Martine this evening.
Martine, yeah. Another bird.
Get out of it. I'll finish me bath. Go on. Yes, I live here with my dad.
Oh, it looks like a junkyard.
Oh, really?
You told me it was an antique collector.
Yes, but, through experience, I find that to pose as a rag and bone man, you get things cheaper that way. See, consequently, we have to take all their rubbish as well, but we gives that away. I mean, it's very nice inside. It's more what you might call a Mews Cottage with stables. Won't you come in for a cocktail?
What about your dad?
No, we won't be disturbing him. Oh, look, there is a light on in the bathroom. Oh, he'll be up there having a bath. Because we have got a bathroom, you know. Oh, yes, he's always bathing, is my dad. He's bath mad.
Oh, well, if it'll be all right.
Oh, yes, he'll be going straight to bed after his bath. After you.
She ran away quick, son. What's the matter with her, then?
Never mind about her. What are you doing down there and in my bath, you skinny old twit?
Oh, this. It fell through the ceiling.
It fell through the ceiling?
Yeah, that's how it arrived. If you'd asked me, I could have told you. You put it the wrong place. That's why I moved me bed away from that side when I saw the worm had been at it. The floorboards is all rotten. Think yourself lucky I wasn't in it. Well, don't mind me if you want to bring back your lady friend.
Oh, my God, I forgot all about her. Martine, Martine, it's all right. It was only my father, Martine. It was a slight accident, that's all.
She's gone. You messed it up for me again, haven't you?
Nothing to do with me. It wasn't my fault you fell through the ceiling.
No, but you could have cleaned it up, couldn't you? I mean, you didn't have to have a bath. You knew I was bringing her back.
Oh, well, you'll find another one. I'm going to bed. If you want a bath, I've let the kettle on. Good night. Oh, and, Harold, when can I have my bedroom back?
Come on, get back in your rotten cupboard. I shall throw some spiders in there and I shall nail it up and you'll stagger out a white-haired man.
You've been listening to Wilfred Bramble and Harry H. Corbett as Steptoe and Son, and Marianne Stone as Delia. Written by Ray Galton and Alan Simpson, adapted for radio by Gail Pedrick, and produced by Bobby Jay.
Welcome back. Hope you enjoyed the latest episode of Steptoe and Son with that pair of absolute nutters. I will be back again tomorrow night from 6 p.m. GMT with some more fabulous stories, so don't forget to join me. You can check out my podcast page or at patreon.com/foxyafterdark. Can't wait to catch up with you all tomorrow night. Same time, same place. In the meantime, you know how it goes. Stay safe. Always be kind. Love you all. Bye.